Welcome to Carol Howell's Let's Talk Dementia, a podcast designed to help caregivers find knowledge, power, hope, and smiles in their dementia caregiving journey. Welcome to Let's Talk Dementia. Here's your host, best-selling author, Carol Howell.
Welcome to Let's Talk Dementia. I'm Carol Howell, your host, and I hope you're having a great day. Well, I had the joy this morning of going to our church thrift store. I sort of am a thrift store person, not the kind that goes to everyone that they find. That wears me out. But our church has the best thrift store, and I had a good time there today. Now, you did not need to know that at all, but that's just what I've been doing today. I wanted to talk to you about sorting silverware. Well, kind of that's what we're going to talk about. You know, if you read statistics about what happens to people when they retire, we find out that people die fairly soon after retiring. Now, why is that? Is that because they played too much golf or they ate too much or what was the reason? And one of the reasons that happens is we no longer have a purpose. We don't feel useful. We don't feel needed. We don't feel appreciated. That sort of sounds like life with dementia for me. And I can tell you that's very accurate for folks who are in their early stages and mid stages of their disease that's causing their dementia. They often feel as if there's no purpose for them. They're just useless. They're not helping anybody. What am I doing to help society? What am I doing to help my family? What am I doing to help myself? I just sit around and somebody takes care of me all day long and this is not fun. Well, I know if you're exhausted right now from caregiving, you sort of wish you could sit down and somebody take care of you all day long. And I agree, you need that break. You need some time away, and I hope you will make some plans and some effort into making that happen. If we need to talk about that, how to maybe work on making that happen, then you write me, Carol, at letstalkdementia.org. That's my email, and we'll talk about that. But in your caregiving journey for that person with dementia, give them things to do. Now be careful. You don't want them having outside mowing the grass. That's probably a little more dangerous than maybe what they should be involved in. But if you are outside pulling weeds, maybe they could help you. If you're outside planting flowers, maybe they could help you. Maybe you could say, Dad, the dishwasher has been empty, but I didn't get the silverware out. Would you help me sort the silverware into the tray and show him? Put the silverware on the counter, open the silverware drawer, forks, knives, spoons, you know, give him a little tutorial and let him do it. Now, here's the key. When he's finished and he says he's finished. Don't argue with him about that. There may be 12 pieces still left to be done. Oh, well, that's okay. And the forks might be with the knives and the knives with the spoons. Again, that's okay. I think about this in relation to my 2-year-old granddaughter, who is just the best thing since sliced bread, which is a weird comparison to me because I don't eat sliced bread because it's not good for us, but she's the best thing that's ever happened to us. And I always congratulate her on whatever she attempts to do. She's learning, she's growing, and everything she doesn't do exactly right. But you still congratulate her. Oh, you did such a good job coloring that picture, right? And it's similar with our folks with dementia. So we're going to congratulate them and thank them so much for helping. Gosh, that was just one less thing I had to do. And when they go to bed, go fix the silverware if you want to. Maybe have them fold the towels and the washcloths. I mean, if you want them to fold the clothes, go for it. They're probably not going to do it to suit you. But, you know, folding the towels and the washcloths, you're just going to put them under the cabinet anyway. And if they are off, you know, not square and maybe even a little wrinkled, who cares? They're towels and washcloths. But what you did was you helped them feel needed. Maybe ask them to set the table. Think about your day-to-day life. What can you ask help for from your loved one with dementia? You just might find out you did something better for them than you ever imagined would happen. And how wonderful is that? So I hope you will give that some consideration. Find those things. Work with them on it. I want you to be on the lookout, and I'll be letting you know soon we're going to have a new app that you can download the app on your phone. It'll have podcasts and video and articles and a way that you can donate in about 30 seconds. I'm going to tell you what. Now, that really is the best thing I've seen in a long time. It's going to be about 2 months before we get it completed, but I'm excited. Check out our what's the thing called? Website. That's it. www.letstalkdementia.org, and we'd appreciate any time you were willing to donate to support our ministry. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
A special thank you to our sponsor, Veterans and Families of America. These amazing people are available to help veterans and their spouses receive benefits to which they are entitled. You can reach them at 904-528-1084 or by email at information@vfamerica.org. Be sure to tell them Carol sent you. Veterans and Families of America. These people care. Thank you for being part of Let's Talk Dementia. Please visit our website at www.letstalkdementia.org. All our books, podcasts, and videos are available there, and you can schedule a free phone consultation with Carol while you're at the website. Click menu in the top right-hand corner, then choose Schedule Time with Carol. We look forward to hearing from you. Blessings and smiles.